Your hometown news station, 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, along with Lark Trigstad. Hi, Lark.
Good morning.
It's our Caregiver Corner.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, it is. And I saw your little note here. It says, fighting frailty.
Yeah.
And we've got some people swimming above that on the picture you gave me.
And they are fighting frailty. Yeah.
Older people are bombarded with negative stereotypes about aging in TV shows, ads, health news, daily conversation. Being old is often equated with being frail and being helpless.
I know, and it's not true for the majority of the older population. And frailty and aging is at the heart of concerns that we see each day in our lives of seniors and those who care for them. Fear of frailty keeps seniors worried about whether they can stay home. That's a big fear.
You know, lack of activity can lead to a downward spiral of poor health, resulting in frailty, a condition that threatens the mind, the body, the social life of older adults. This according to senior care experts.
Well, this is interesting. A Senior Care Network survey found that 74% of seniors 65 and older say that staying physically active is a major challenge. And adult caregivers see the problem as well. 81% of adult daycarers listed staying physically active as a top challenge for seniors. So it's not only, you know, the general population, it's especially true for caregivers.
Ah, the challenge there too.
Yep.
Yeah. And over the years?
Yeah.
Older people seem to shrink in size.
Mm-hmm.
Result of muscle wasting that occurs naturally for people of a certain age. Everyone loses muscle mass as they approach their 90s.
Yeah.
Although studies have shown that resistance training, weightlifting can slow that process down a little bit, right?
Right.
And frailty increases the risk of infections, illnesses that have to be treated in the hospital, falls, even disabilities, all
yeah,
those things.
Yeah, and it leads to that, what we call a downward cascade of spiral. So it's like once you get into that situation, it's hard to recover. So prevention is the key. John Hopkins researchers have found that frailty doubles the risk of surgical complications. It lengthens hospital stays and increases the odd of leaving the independence behind and moving to a nursing home or assisted living facility after a surgical procedure by as much as 20-fold.
Are there some lifestyle steps that can help prevent frailty?
Absolutely. Identify frailty early. You or a loved one may be considered frail if three or more of these criteria exist. Like you said, one, you're shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
You unintentionally lost 10 or more pounds in the past year, and we see that in a lot of our older patients, and it just kind of creeps up on them. You feel weak. You have trouble standing without assistance or have reduced grip strength. And, you know, as you shake people's hands and you see the frailer older person, that you notice that in their hand grip. And then thirdly, you feel exhausted. Everything you do takes a big effort, or you just can't get going three or more days, most weeks.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or number four, it's on the list here. Your activity level is low. Including formal exercise plus household chores and activities you do for fun.
Right.
Just for fun stuff.
Yeah.
And then you walk slowly. Your pace is considered slow if the time it takes you more than 6 or 7 seconds to walk 15 feet.
That's really a good measure for caregivers to look at their frail elderly person to see if they're slowing down, and then they can actually quantify it. And when you go to your doctor, you know, you can say, well, I noticed that mom's really slowing down. But, you know, according to John Hopkins, there are four common sense ways to beat the frailty risk. Number one, be active most days of the week, and that doesn't mean that you're going to bodybuilders or, aerobics.
Not going to happen for me. No,
no. But if you just get up and walk, and also chair exercises are really good to strengthen the lower extremities. Eat well. We have a lot of older patients that are nibblers and snackers. They like sweet things. And so we encourage them to eat, try to get a balanced protein meal in a couple times a day. Keep your mind active. Listen to the radio. That's what I say.
Oh, yes.
and keep your attitude optimistic. And they can do that by listening to you on the morning show every morning.
Oh, I like that idea. Yeah, I have people come up to me all the time and say, I can't believe what you said. Well, I know I made him think a little bit.
There you go. And they got up out of their chair.
Some of them laughed until they fell out of the chair. But staying socially connected with others and continuing to learn may also help.
Oh, boy. Lifelong learning. We hear a lot about that. Of course, we have those formal lifelong learnings. But you can always go to our webpage at northiowasagelink.com. And that's what it is. It's a learning tool.
NorthIowaSageLink.com.
You got
it. And you've got learning tools right there, too.
Fun. Fun ones, too.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Good information.
When you need to know it.
Well, you know, and I think it should be one of those things that you go to every day. People are online all
That's
of the time.
That's a good idea. Just check it out.
Just check it out. Go every day, kind of pick a different spot on the website. And
yeah. If you don't, myself included, you lose track of what the current information is and what you need to know.
Good stuff. Lark, always great to see you.
All righty. Have a great day.
Caregiver Corner with Lark Trickstead with us on AM 1300 KGLO.